Kaya sa Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Renowned constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu strongly condemns the summoning of Archbishop Ali Kibanda by the Anti-Corruption Commission for anti-money laundering investigations, describing the action as hypocritical. A one-year, 10-month-old baby has been allegedly defiled by an unknown person in Livingstone's Libuyu compound. In international news, Uganda-born Zoran Mamdani is sworn in as mayor of New York City. And in sports, Anthony Joshua discharged from Lagos Hospital after a road crash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. A one-year, 10-month-old baby has been allegedly defiled by an unknown person. The incident is believed to have occurred on December 30th, 2025, between 09 hours and 12 hours at the family residence in Libuyu compound. Brief facts of the matter are that on the material day, the mother left the victim in the custody of her siblings, aged 11, 8 and 6 years respectively, while she went to Maramba Market for business. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident, stating that upon returning home around 12 hours, the mother attempted to bathe the baby, who cried persistently while pointing at her private parts. On inspection, the mother observed whitish fluid in the child's genital area. Mr. Namalongo added that the mother immediately took the victim to Libuyu Clinic, where medical personnel informed her that the child could have been defiled and advised her to report the matter to the police. He added that no arrest has been made at this stage and a docket of defilement has been opened as investigations into the matter are ongoing. Renowned constitutional lawyer and a Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu has strongly condemned the summoning of Archbishop Ali Kibanda by the Anti-Corruption Commission for anti-money laundering investigations. Mr. Zulu has described the action as not only unwarranted but deeply alarming, stating it reflects a deliberate attempt to intimidate a respected religious leader who has consistently spoken truth to power. He stated that such a hypocritical action is not only shameful, but also exposes the erosion of democratic principles the UPND once pledged to defend, adding that the manipulating state institutions to settle political scores is a reckless and divisive path that has the potential to breed instability and fuel public distrust. Mr. Zulu emphasized that Archbishop Banda has been a courageous and consistent voice for accountability, and that targeting him now is an attack on the very moral ideals and democratic values he embodies. Mr. Zulu, however, pointed out that while ministers and ruling party officials facing allegations are shielded and their identities concealed, the government has chosen to publicly malign a man of faith. He has since urged opposition parties, civil society, and all well-meaning citizens to unite in safeguarding democracy and defending fundamental freedoms. Economic and governance analyst Kelvin Chisanga has projected that Zambia's 2026 economic outlook will be positive but remains highly conditional on reform momentum and policy execution. Mr. Chisanga says the restoration of macroeconomic stability following debt restructuring has improved fiscal credibility, exchange rate stability, and investor confidence, adding that economic growth projections slightly above 6% appear attainable, supported by higher mining output, recovery in agriculture, and improved capital inflows. However, he warns that growth remains narrowly driven by the mining sector, which has weak employment and income multipliers. Meanwhile, he projects that without strong linkages to manufacturing, energy development and local value addition, economic expansion will remain uneven and limit broad-based welfare gains.
If you look at the 2026 economic outlook, which it has a conscious optimism, where obviously Zambia will enter into this year with the improved microeconomic stability already recorded, standing on the positive direction, and also that to complement with the investors' confidence. Obviously, this is also happening after the restructuring process. So the real gain here is that we need to have predicted the growth of slightly above 6% in terms of the real GDP, which is expected to be achievable from that point. Obviously, this will be mainly driven by the mining output and agricultural recovery that we have actually been able to see. Because the key factors of the mining sector as well as agriculture are starting to be potentially possible for us to gain more from these opportunities that are posing from that perspective. And the growth concern that the mining sector has remained a key main driver of growth in the economy.
Patriotic Front, PF presidential aspirant Grayson Bonde, has described the just-ended year 2025 as one of the most difficult periods in Zambia's recent history. Mr. Bonde pointed out economic hardship, governance challenges, and national tragedies. In a New Year's address, Mr. Bonde reflected on what he termed a year etched in national memory as one of profound trials and heartache as the country heads into an election year. He therefore appealed to the opposition leaders to set aside their personal ambitions and form a united front to challenge the ruling party. Meanwhile, Mr. Bonde called for unity within the Patriotic Front ahead of the 2026 general elections, emphasizing the need for vigorous mobilization, urging citizens to demand an impartial electoral commission and commit to peace issue-based campaigns. To peaceful issue-based campaigns. Mr. Bonde reaffirmed his commitment to national service, pledging to restore hope, unity and prosperity if elected.
I wish to commend the Catholic Church leadership, Oasis Forum, and all those who bravely stood against the onslaught of our Constitution. These tensions have strained a historic partnership vital for our unity and progress. The shrinking of democratic space has alarmed us all. Restrictions on assembly, politically motivated arrests of opposition voices, and harassment that silences divergent views.
In international news, Ugandan-born Zoran Mamdani is sworn in as mayor of New York City. Mamdani became mayor of New York City just after midnight on New Year's Day, taking the oath of office at an historic decommissioned subway station in Manhattan. Mamdani, a Democrat, was sworn in as the first Muslim leader of the United States' biggest city. He placed his hand on a Quran held by his wife, artist Rama Duwaji, as he took his oath. The private ceremony, administered by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a political ally, took place at the Old City Hall station, one of the city's original subway stops that is known for its stunning arched ceilings. In Mamdani's first remarks as mayor, he said the old subway station was a testament to the importance of public transit, to the vitality, health and the legacy of the city. Mamdani will be sworn in again in a grander style in a public ceremony at City Hall at 1 p.m. by U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the mayor's political heroes. That will be followed by what his office is billing as a public block party on a stretch of Broadway known as the Canyon of Heroes, famous for its ticker tape parades. Still in international news, the United Nations has described alarming